So when I say like this, V'yelo, what he meant to say is, D'yilo panoso gevio namim metaltli. When you want to collect for the dowry, we take it even from the utensils that the brothers yashin from the father. Well, tonight suba, that you collect either mizaynos or other things, suba's baron dichrin, things of a tonight suba, only from a karka gevio. You only collect it from karka, from property, from land, and not from metaltlin. For the gemara is that true, that you did not collect it from metaltlim, only from karkas. That's the difference. That for panasa, for the dowry, you collect even from metaltlim. For the Gemara though, but laravidi, but larebi, for the Gemara, idividi migva gviya. But according to Rebbe, it's the lakashin, as Rebbe holds, for both you collect even from metaltlim. Tatani will not like this. Echad nechosim sheish lamachrais. Whether the nechosim has a crisis like karka, v'yechon nechosim shem lemachrais. Whether it's things not, like karka doesn't have a crisis to it, v'yechon nechosim shem lemachrais. It's not karka, metaltlim. Halacha is moitzin lemazon isho lebonus. Divrei Rebbe. We collect from either metaltlim utensils things for mazon isho lebonus and for the daughters. So you see clearly, even for the Tanai Ksubos you collect from metaltlim. So according to Rebbe, what's the difference that panos is not like a Tanai Ksuba? Elo the Gemara says, my panos, what's panos means any katanai ksuba, look at a tiny, like one like this. Hoi, meral yizoyni benoisav minachosov. If a father that's dying, and right before he dies, leaves over at Savor, he tells his sons, I do not want you to support my daughters. After he dies, he does not want this tanai of the ksuba. The bondless to collect their mezainas from the brothers, the lochers ain't shayim loy. We don't listen to the father. Why? Because that's a tanai ksuba, he's meshubid. The same in my mishubit to support their sisters. So therefore, even though the father says not to do it now, we still have to support them. Mashenken, but, and let's say the father says right before he dies, Al yispanosov benoisov minichosov, I don't want you to give my daughters a dowry when they get married. Then alocher is shayim loy. Then we do listen to the father. Why? Shapanosein the katanai ksuba. There's not called the real tanai ksuba the father's mishubit to. There's only like a mitzvah for the Yisraimim to do it. So if the father told the Yisraimim not to do it, they don't have to do it. So that's his chiddush, to say that panos is not like a tanai ksuba. Right. Then the last time I said, it must be like this. Tololei Rav Lerebi Bein Echiti. Rav sent a letter, Rashi learns, to Rebbe. He sent him a Gerish Shalom. Stam, how you doing, how you feeling? And in between the lines, Bein Echiti, in between the lines, he asked him this question. So what? Ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. What's going to be the locha when the father died? And the brothers now Yarshim the Nechasim. And And the sons sheshibdu. That they were Mishabdu the Nechasim. Shibud can mean either one or two things that the Gemara will soon explain. Either it means the sons sold it to somebody else, or else they gave it from Mashkin for somebody else. And now their sisters are getting married, and they want to collect the money for their dowry, mahu. Do we have a right to take it away from the Mishabodim, to give it to the daughters, or not? That was the question. That's what Rav asked Rebbe. The Gemara says, Have Yosef Rebbe Chiyah Kaimer. Rebbe Chiyah was sitting in front of them. Omalei. So Rebbe Chiyah said like this, like what did Rav mean to ask you? Did Rav mean to ask a case where the brothers sold the property to somebody else and now the daughters want to get married that we should take it away from them? Or were the brothers that Yashin the father, those property, they didn't sell it to somebody else? Now what happened here is first the father died. And when the father died, the locha is the sons Yashin, they own the property of the father. Now they could do whatever they want with it. If they wanted, they could sell it. Or if they want to, they could borrow money from somebody and makes the property a mashkin, as if to say, if we don't pay you up the money, you could take this karka, that's a mashkin, making it for a pledge. So Reb Chiya asked Rav, what did Rav mean to ask? Did he mean to ask even if the brother sold it? Or else maybe the question was only mashkin, if he made a mashkin out of it. Omalei, Mashkin Rebbe answered back and said, my naftimino, what's the difference? Bein mochroi, Bein Shemashkinoi, the locher is Moitzin le Panosa, Vien Moitzin le Mezenis. The locher is Taka, we do take out for Panosa, even from Mochroi. If the brothers sold the father's property, and they had a right to, because at that time the Yashint, it was theirs, they sold it to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married, for Panosa for them, for their dowry, we have a right to take away the Karka from the people that bought it off their brothers. Matzil panosa, but v'yei matzil mezaynis. It was only a question of supporting them, not before they're getting married, just to give them the daily food that we don't sell to mishabodim that the brother sold. So I call upon him, that's what Rabbi answered back, no matter what the shayla was, whether it was machr or shibdu, or mashkenoi, in both cases we do take away the karka to give it back to the sisters. For the Gemara now, Rav, when Rav asked the question, why did he use such a lashon of shibdu? For the Gemara of Rav, imachr kumi boili, if Rav meant to ask the question, what's going to be if the brother sold the property, nichtav le machr, when Rav sent a letter to Rebbe, why didn't he speak out clearly, what's the loch if the brother sold the karka? Now, imashkena kumi boili, if Rav had a doubt about if the brother even made it just for a mashkin, just for a pledge, they didn't sell it yet, they only gave it for a mashkin, nichtav le mashkenoi, let him say clearly, I'm asking the question, what's going to be by mashkenoi? So the Gemara says, the pshat is from Rav is, Rav tavai kemi boile. Really, Rav had a doubt in both cases. The sovri held like this. Now, the kitzur, Rav wanted to ask the question as short as possible. And he had the doubt both ways, what's going to be the lochas if the brother sold it? Or else, I even have a doubt, what's going to be if the brothers only made it for a mashkin? Do we take it away to give it to the daughters or not? Now, Rav held like this. If I would have just wrote the question, what's going to be if the brothers sell the karka? So then, honich would be good to me, ishalachli, if you would answer me, to Maitzian, that yes, even though the brothers sold the karka, still we take it away and give it back to the, they give it to the daughters for their panosa, for their dowry. So then I would know that kol shechein mashkenoi, for sure, if the brothers only made it for a mashkin, that we take it away. But ishalach li ein moitzian. But if you would write back to me the lochriz, we don't ein moitzian. That if the brother sold it, we don't take out. Akati still mashkina kimiboyle. I would still have the question: what's going to be if the brothers didn't sell it, but they only made it for a pledge? Maybe here, since the brothers still own it, we do take it away and give it to the daughters. Now, iksiv nolei mashkino, Yifrav would have just asked the question: what's the lochos when the brothers made the property into a pledge? Ishalachli, again, if you would answer me that what the din is, the ein moitzian, we do not take out, we do not give the daughters, the sisters, so kol shchein machroi. For sure, the same luck would be if they sold it. But ishalachli, if you would answer me back and say, moitzian, we do take away from the mashkin to give the daughters, akati machro kami boili. But I would still have a question, what would be the luck if she sold it? Not only that she, not only if the brothers gave it away for a mashkin, but what's going to be if the brother sold it? Do we have a right to take it away then also or not? So therefore, since Rav had the doubt in both ways, he wanted to write the question very shortly. So therefore he figured, Echtov lei, let me write the question, Shibdu. I asked this general question, what's going to be the lachas if the brothers were mishabed their property to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married, do we take it away to give it to them for dowry? That what the Shibdu, the mashmochi, mashmochi, there's mashma both ways. It's mashma, I mean, to ask the question, what's the loch if the brother sold it? And what's the loch if the brother's only made a mashkin out of it? And on this, Rebbe answers back, in both cases, we do take it away and give it back to their sisters for the dowry. Mer says now, Rebbe Yechon, and Rebbe Yechon says no. Echot ze, v'yechot ze, ein moitzien. Rebbe Yechon says no. Rebbe Yechon, the Chur is arguing on Rebbe and saying no. That if the brothers made it for a mashkin or sold it, we do not take back the karka to give it to their sisters when they get married. Iboyli, we have a question like this now. The Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he just said in both cases we do not give it back to the sisters. Is it the pshat that leishmilei heard the Rabbi? He did not hear what Rabbi said, because he did not realize that he's arguing on Rabbi. And then we could say that vishmilei, because if he would have really heard what Rabbi said, have him mekamalei. Maybe we also accept what Rebbe said. And if so, we should not paskin like Rebbe Yechanan, we should paskin like Rebbe. Because the reason that Rebbe Yechanan is saying this is because he did not know Rebbe Yechanan, Rebbe said differently. I do maybe know that maybe really Shmile, maybe Rebbe Yechanan heard that Rebbe says opposite. But the pshat is that Rebbe Yechanan is arguing on Rebbe. And if Rebbe Yechanan is arguing on Rebbe, then the klal is halacha kabasra, we should paskin like Rebbe Yechanan. That's the shayla here. What's the pshat on Rebbe Yechanan's psak? Is it that he did not hear, he did not know what Rebbe said? Then really we should pass him like Rebbe, because then we could say if he would have heard that Rebbe said opposite, he would have been asking to Rebbe. Or else knows Rebbe Yechanan heard what Rebbe said and still is arguing on him. So Tosh Shema, come and bring your proof. The Yitma will learn it like this. Mishemei, so somebody died. v'niach shtei bonus, and left over two daughters, uben and a son. Now v'kod mohorishoino v'not l'isun chosim. Again, what happened? The father had two daughters and a son, and then he died. And now the first daughter got married, so she has the right to collect for dowry 1/10 of a nechosim. For not least a nechosim, for a speaker shnei ligver. The second one now did not collect her 10th; she did not get married. And she may saben until all of a sudden the son died. Now the halacha is all the nechosim now go to the two daughters for yerusha. The halacha is when you have a son, they're the son yashins. Now that the son died, the whole yerusha goes to the two daughters. So Rabbi Yechonon says Shniya Vitra. You know, the second daughter now, it's not the pshat when she gets married, first she has the right to take 1/10 for herself for a dowry, and then the remaining property we divide up equally. But rather, right now she's meichel a 10th, and we say now we divide up the property equally between the two of them. And this the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went like this, the kasha to Rabbi Yechonon, and said that gedolim mizu amru. It was learned even greater than this, than what you're saying. That Moitzin lepanosa v'yein Moitzin lemezainas. And we will learn if the brother's mom is sold the property to somebody else, and now the sisters get married, we take away the property from the person that sold it. So what he meant to say is, for sure in this case, that the property is still here, for sure the second daughter should have a right to collect her tenths before she divides the Yerusha equally. So why do you, Rabbi Yechonon, say the second daughter loses her tenths? Why should she lose it? Why don't we say it's not worse where the brothers sold it, that we take it away from what they sold and give it back to the daughters? Now, v'yemis, if you hold the name alay, Rabbi Yechonon should answer back, man amra. Like if you hold that Rabbi Yechonon did not hear that Rabbi said that halacha, so Rabbi Yechonon should answer back and said, who said that halacha like that? So since Rabbi Yechonon did not say like that, smashed the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon heard and knew that Rabbi said halacha like what was like that. But the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi. Mar says no, v'duma maybe the erlam loishmile. It could be really Rabbi Yechonon never heard that Rabbi said differently. And really, b'chi shmilei kibbel, if he would have heard it, he would have accepted and would have agreed to Rebbe. So how come over here he didn't say like who said it? V'shana yosem dika rav chabesa. Here, it's the biggest svara. Here the svara is, since there's a rav chabesa, like the second daughter, the reason why Rabbi Yechon, like, didn't say who said it. Rabbi Yechon's pshat is, even if somebody said like that, Rabbi Yechon says there's no kash on me. Here there's a big difference. Here, since the daughter, right now, is yashning all her father's nechosim, so like since she's getting so much, she overlooks this 1/10 that she has a right to get. That's the Yechonon's svar over here. That it could be true, when the brothers sell the nechosim, we have a right to take it away, to give it back to the daughters. But over here, that when the two daughters now, what's happening? The son is died. So now the two daughters yashin all the father's nechosim. So what happened here? One daughter received the 10th first. The question is, should the second daughter first get her 10th or not? Say, as far as she doesn't have to get her 10th, because she's getting so much anyway, she's like Michael the 10th. On this, Omalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Rav Yemel said Rav Ashi, Elo Meyatev, so, Ashkecho Metziya B'yalma, if you find a Metziya B'yalma, the Iker Rav Chabes, there's a lot of profit there. Hochi Named Lo Yevinen Lo Yisun Chosim. You want to tell me a case where a girl finds a big Metziya, she finds, let's say, $1 million, so she's so rich now, she doesn't need the 10th. When she gets married, she'll give up a dowry? Like, why not? She still wants a dowry. Or Malay Yechon said back, Omalei Ano, Rav Chabesa Mahan and Nichsa Kamina. Now, I'm telling you, there's a big difference. Here, there's a Rav Chabesa, she's getting a lot from this property itself. Since she's getting a big Yerusha from this property itself, here she overlooks the extra 10th she's supposed to get from it. Since anyway, she's getting a lot of money from this property itself. So there's a difference whether she become rich from other places, like she finds a Metziya, or whether she gets Yerusha and this Nechosim, this property itself, when she's anyway getting a lot of property from here, she doesn't care to give up her tenth that she deserves for a Panosim. Now the Gemara says, Omra Meimra says like this, Bas Yereshes Hevi, that of a Yisoyim, a daughter, when she gets married, has the right to collect 1/10 of her father's Nechosim. When she takes it away from her brothers, Sepshat, it's like Yerusha. It's like now she's yashning from her father 1/10. And we'll still see the differences. Omalei Rav Ashi l'meimah, Rav Ashi said to her meimah, if so, ilu boilis luke bezuzi, hochi namid delay motilis luke. Let's say the brothers want to pay her off. Like the father left over a lot of property. So like this, you tell him in our Yerusha means she has the right to get the property itself. And if the brothers want to pay you off, give the value of the money, the value of the property, they can't do it anymore. They can't pay you off with money, since it has a lock like Yerusha, she has a right to collect the property itself. Omulayin, Samayma said yes, that's exactly what I mean to say. It's a regular din Yerusha, she has a right to get the property, and they can't just pay you off with the money. And secondly, Now let's say the father left over 10 different lands. Now she has the right to get 1/10 of every single property. So let's say the brothers say, you know what, we're going to give you one land. This one land is like for the 1/10 of all the properties. So if it's a Yerusha, they can't do it, because she has the right to say she yashrins 1/10 of all the properties. Or Malayin, Amema said yes, that's exactly what I mean to say, that the brothers can't tell her take only one property. She has a right to say, I have it in Yerusha now, and I want to get 1/10 of every single property. That's what Amema wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, but Ravashi, Ravashi holds no bas balas chayv hevi. After the daughter collects 1/10 of a nechasim for a dowry, she's called the balas chayv. It's like the brothers owe it to her, they owe her the value of the money. And therefore, the brothers could pay her off with money, and they could also ship her off just to one property, and not to get 1/10 of every one of them. The Gemara says, "V'yafa meimer hodebe." Even a meimer was chayzer. The Yomer Rav Minyumi brei the Rav Nachumye hevekim nakaim de meimer. I was once sitting in front of a meimer. V'yasoi ha'yisa solakamei, and a lady came in front of him. Tevas kaboye iser nechosim, that she wanted to collect her 10th of her father's property. In other words, she's a Yisayma, and she was getting married now. She wanted to get for a dowry 1/10 of her father's property. The Chazisa Ledaita, and I saw that the Das was, you know, that Amema was accepting that the Boilis Luki Bezuzi had been Metzalik law, that if the brothers wanted to pay you off with the money instead of giving her the property, they could have done it. It was okay. Mashma Amema was asking to this. The Shmi Meyachik was heard from the brother, Tevi Karma, they said, the Karmelo, they said to her, Ilu Hevilon Zuzi, if we would have had money, Salikne Bezuzi, Shno, we would have paid you off with money. That's what the brothers told her. And Vishtik Lo Yamalo Blamidi, and the Maimah kept quiet and didn't say anything. So Mashma Maimah himself was also Chayzer, that Allah Kharish is only like a Baal Chayb, she only has a right to collect like the money from her brothers. And if the brothers don't want to give her their land, but want to pay her off the value in money, they have a right to do it. Now that you're telling me, Balas Chayv Havoi, the locher is the daughter, has it been like a Bal Chayv? She collects the money from her brother. Is the Abba or the Achai? There's a new shalom now. Is she called the Bal Chayv, like the father is the one that owes her the money? And therefore, when the father dies, she's collecting from the brother, Baturus Yisaimim. And therefore, we'll soon see she has to swear first. Or else, no, it's considered like her brother's over the money. What's the difference? If it's considered that her brothers, the sons, owe her the money, so she's collecting now directly from them. Therefore, the sister does not have to swear first. And also, regular bachoyt collects from beninis, from the middle type of land. Mashenkein. But if the pshat is that the daughter is a baal chayv of the father, it's like the father owes her the money. And when the father dies, that she collects from the brothers is a terrorist like Yerusha, like the Yisaimim. So whenever you want to collect something from Yisaimim for their father's chayv, halacha is first of all, you have to swear first before you get the money. And secondly, you only have a right to collect from Zeburius, from the worst type of property, and not the middle class. So that's the shiloh. When the sister collects money from the brothers, is it called the balas chayv of the father or balas chayv of they themselves? So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Ravina agve labrat de Ravashi. Ravina collected for the daughter of Ravashi. Mima brei de Ravashi. Beninis vishle bishvua. In other words, Ravina once collected for Yisayma from her brother for her parnosa, for her dowry, and he collected from the middle type of property, and also Shlei B'Shavua. So see, clearly she's called the Baal Chayv of the brother itself, of the brother. Not that she's the Baal Chayv of her father, and the brothers pay B'Teres Yisaymin, but she's a direct Baal Chayv to the brothers, therefore she collects without a Shavua, and from Beninus. Now the case was the brother died, and then a second time she collected me Brei the Rav Soma, Brei the Rav Ashi, Zeburius B'Shavua. Another time, by another daughter, it happened that the brother died, and they went to collect now from the brother's son, which the son yarshin the father. So that's like regular yisaimim. So over there, the lacher is you only collect from zaburius, from the worst type of property, and also you have to swear first. But I call upon the lacher is when the father dies and it leaves over boys and girls. So when the girls collect their panosa, they call the bal choy from the brothers directly, and they collect from the brothers without a shvua and from the benins. Now the Gemara says, Sholach lei Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef l'rabba bar Rav Huna zuta menadoi, that Rav Nachman might send a letter to this Rabba bar Rav Huna, that he said, Ki osi hai isa solakamoch. When a certain lady comes in front of you, a yisoima, and she wants to collect her dowry, is agva isa nechasa mafilu mitzrubla. Give her, collect for her, her tenth of her father's property, even from the millstone. Rashi says it means the base of the millstone. In other words, he holds you only collect it from karka. And this is also considered like karka. The bottom of the millstone is also considered like karka, like property. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Ki avinim bei Rav Kana, when he was bar Rav Kana, heve magvina nafinu me'am l'debesi. He once saw a case like this also, where the daughter of Yisoyma came to collect a tenth of the father's property from the brothers, and they even paid her from the rent that they collected from the father's property. In other words, again, like Rashi says, the schirus of the patim is called like karka dami. So from the rent that they collected, she also has the right to collect her tenth of her nechasim. Now, Sholach lei Rav Onan l'Rav Huna. Rav Onan sent a message to Rav Huna that l'Rav Huna chavron, Huna my friend, Sholem, like peace, ki yosei ha'islagat l'kamoch, when this lady comes in front of you, again, she's a yisayman, she's getting married now to collect a tenth for a dowry, agva issa nichsei, collect for her one tenth of a nechosim. The Mora says, have yosei Rav Sheshes kamei, Rav Sheshes was sitting there, and normally it's said like this, azil eimalei, go tell him, Uvishamte Yehei Mandalo Yomalei, and like Rav Sheshes was saying, whoever does not go and tell Rav Onan, this statement now should be benidu, should be bishamte. And tell Rav Onan like this, Onan, 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 Mikarkoi, that you're telling me, you're asking me to collect a tenth for the dowry for this lady, do you want me, Onan, to pay you from Karka? Or else do I even have a right to collect one tenth of the father's property from the utensils also? That's the shiloh that Rosh Hashanah sent back to Rav Onan. Another question he asked also is, Uman Yosef by Marzicha Bereisha. Mor will soon explain it means by the base oval. When there's an oval and he's eating with a few people together, who sits at the front of the table? Who sits Barush? That was the second question that Rosh Hashanah sent to ask Rav Onan. Is also Rav Sheshes Lekayim of the Rav Onan. So Rav Onan, Rav Sheshes went in front of Onan. Omalei said like this, Ma Rabba Rav Huna, Rabbe the Rabba, who shmuti shomit mandlo yomalei, and they send me a message like to ask you something, and they said so strong, whoever I don't ask it to you, I should be b'shamti b'nidui. Vi lav di shomit le'eve kemina, and if I didn't hear from them like this, I wouldn't have said it over. But they said like this, this is the question I should ask you, onan onan, karkoi, oyem metautli, that the daughter, a Yisayma collects a tenth of a father's property, is it only from Karka or even from a Tautlin? And the second question they asked me to ask you was, Oman Yosef Bei Mazicha Bereisha, who's supposed to sit by the head by the base oval? Is Oza Rav Onan Lekayim and the Marukva? So Rav Onan went in front of Marukva. Omele he said, Chazi Mar, do you see, Heichi Sholuch Le Rav Huna. So Rav Huna sent me like a message, not the Kovadik, not giving enough respect. And he said, Onan Onan, not so nice like. In other words, like he didn't call me Rebbe, he just said onan onan. The Yoid and second onan complaint was that Ma'azicho, the Sholach Li, that he asked me a question, that Rav Huna asked me this question. What does it mean? You should know, Lo Yadana Ma'anyu, I don't know what it means, I don't know what the word Ma'azicho means. His Omelis and Mukhra said back, Emily Iza, Gufaduv Zahech Hevi, please tell me exactly what the incidents. What happened? Is Omalei, so the Shliuch HaSheshes said like this, Hoch of Yochi Yevi Maisa. Oh, is this and this happened? Omalei said like this, Gavra. So like Marukva said, like Gavra, Layoda, Mai Niyu Mazicha, like you Rav Onan, you don't know what the word Mazicha means. Sholach Lele Rav Huna Hunachavran. When you send back Rav Huna, you attack, have to respect him and give him cover and say Hunachavran, attack is right, you don't know so much. Now the Gemara says, the Mai Mazicha, what does the word Mazicha really mean? The Gemara says, Ovel, it means an Ovel. So that was the question, by Beisa Ovel, when you're mourning, who sits up front? The Pesach says, Koyimar Hashem, Al Toboy Beis Mazich. Don't come to Sasa Mazich means to the Beis Ovel. Now the Gemara says, Amar Avua, Minayin Liovel Shemesha Barush, like Taka the Locher is Taka, the Ovel sits up front. How do we know this, that by Beis Ovel, the Ovel himself sits up front? Shinem, the Pesach says, Ebcha Darkon V'Oshev Rush. I'll choose out the right road and I'll make him sit up front. V'Eshkan Kimelech, he'll sit like a king, Bigdud, Kasher Avelim Yinochim. Like Yimanachim, you comfort the Yovel. Fred Gemor Yinachim Achebra Mashma. The Chur Yinachim is Mashma that it comforts others. So Mamar of Nachim says, well, Yitzchak Yinochim, it says the word Yinochim. Means the one himself who is confident. Kitzah means the Ovel himself, he sits up front. Ma'azut Rama Mehochim. Ma'azut says, the Rai from the Pesach is from here. The Pesach says, Visor Miz Mirzach Sruchim. That means Mar Vizach, a person that's very bitter, Nasa Salah Sruchim, he should be like the head. The Kitzah, the Ovel himself, the one that's mourning, he himself should be sitting up front. Now, all my Rav says, what's the maskana of those sugi here is that Hilkosah. You only collect from karka, from property, for loy mimetaltli, and not from utensils. Vein le mizoni, whether it's a shalom from mizonis, collecting for the bonus, for the daughters to eat their panosam, their mizonis, vein le ksuba, when you're collecting ksuba, or else vein le panosam. Even when a daughter now wants to get married and we want to give her a dowry, halacharish, you only have a right to collect it from the karka that the brothers yashin from the father, and not from the metaltli. All right, we'll stop here.